Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll hear from one of the largest state yellow ribbon companies, and we'll learn about the VA Caregiver Support Program. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
We observe National Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th through October 15th each year to celebrate the histories, cultures, and contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. September 15th is an important date because it marks the anniversary of the independence of five Latin American countries: Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Our soldiers and airmen of Hispanic descent contribute daily to the success of our mission. Their unique cultural experiences add value to our organization and our communities. This value has inspired our organization to get involved in local Hispanic community events throughout the year across our state. The Minnesota National Guard continuously seeks the enlistment of soldiers that reflect the communities in which we serve. We strive to promote an environment that truly represents the demographics of the soldiers we lead.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. In the first half of today's show, we want to talk about the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program and the Fall 2014 Yellow Ribbon Company Seminar. And here to join us today to talk about that is Annette Kuiper, Director of Military Outreach. Annette, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Annette, I know you stay quite busy, and I'd like you to give us an update on how many Yellow Ribbon networks are out there, Yellow Ribbon companies. You keep gathering in more and more people and more entities all the time.
Absolutely. Our state Yellow Ribbon program is really a comprehensive way for communities and companies to support service members, veterans, and military families. And currently, we have 212 cities in the state of Minnesota that have become Yellow Ribbon communities. We have 40 companies, and we have 25 counties that have made the commitment to give over and above support to our veterans and their families.
And Annette, can you tell us briefly, what do the communities do to help our veterans and their families, and what do the companies do?
Well, the communities program really started in 2007, where we asked Minnesota communities to come together and form a steering committee made up of key areas throughout the community, from public safety to the business community, and of course, all of our veterans organizations. And they come together to form a cross-community steering committee that takes a look at every area of the community where we could provide support to service members, veterans, and their families, from the school district and helping veterans find employment to tapping into resources, social service resources that our service members can tap into. This was working so well that we decided to take it to the company level and take a look at the wonderful things that Minnesota companies were doing and ask them to also look inside their companies and form a organizational committee that could really help look at every area of their organizations to support service members, veterans, and their families that are employees in their organizations and also in the communities that their organizations live.
And Annette, there's an educational component to this, because when you're out talking to the Yellow Ribbon networks, the communities and the companies, you're also talking about the county veteran service officers, the family assistance centers, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, all of the resources that are there available to help military families if they need some kind of help. And of course, you've got all of that shown up on our favorite website, beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Absolutely. And that is what the key to the success of this program is: a synchronization of effort of all, making sure that we're not redundant in our services and resources that we have for service members. But we're also able to tap into the wonderful things that our communities and companies can offer to our veteran community and our military families.
We're speaking with Annette Kuiper, Director of Military Outreach on Minnesota Military Radio, about the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs in Minnesota. And joining us now is Eric Halverson, Senior Vice President from Wells Fargo, one of the largest companies to be Yellow Ribbon. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Glad to be here.
Eric, I think last time you were on here, we were talking about the Summits program. How did that mountain climbing go?
It went really well. The team started the climb on September 6th, and they completed it at dawn on September 11th. It was a kind of a last-minute decision on their part to make that summit during the night. They actually had to climb at about 3 o'clock in the morning was their step-off point to be able to get to the top of the mountain as the sun rose. And they all stood together with a flag that one of the participants had flying over his building where he worked on the day of September 11th when the attacks happened. So very emotional moment for all.
And if our listeners want to learn about that, just go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and type in Soldiers to Summits. You can listen to that show. And it was a great event to help those veterans.
Definitely.
Eric, can you tell us, you spent a lot of time with Annette about a year ago becoming a Yellow Ribbon company.
We sure did. When Annette came to me and asked if Wells Fargo would like to be a Yellow Ribbon company, we said sure. We felt that we had already probably were meeting all the requirements to be a Yellow Ribbon company. And for us, it really became a journey of coordinating and synchronizing, as Annette mentioned earlier, that we were doing lots of different activities, some at a local level, some at a national level, but we had never really taken the time to sit through and document all the different things we were doing to support veterans and people in our community, families, etc. So for us, it was putting that all together and then actually finding that we had a couple of gaps that we needed to fill. So we built some programs to fill those gaps and then exceed them. Some of that including having a military affairs program office now. We hired a specific veteran recruiter that we didn't have before. And so things like that. So we've really stepped up our support of veterans and service members that are both our team members as well as within the communities that we serve too.
So this really served as an opportunity to formalize your veteran support system within Wells Fargo.
Very much so. And it's really brought a lot of awareness to some of our senior leaders within our organization that we probably just didn't have before. That's related now into donations for the Minnesota family monument that we're going to have in St. Paul, as well as some other activities around the state that we've gotten involved in that probably wouldn't have done before. If we just didn't have the visibility to.
And, of course, we were real happy to have you be a sponsor of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic so that we had plenty of funds available for military families in their time of need, and we appreciate your doing that. What kind of other things happen at Wells Fargo as part of this program?
So we really started taking a look at how appropriately apply our resources, going back to what I said before about regional events and national events. We were doing a lot of things that we just seemed like weren't giving us the results that we were looking for. So we took a step back and refocused and came up with a three-pillar strategy that really, I think, speaks to the strengths of a bank. So we are really working on home ownership for veterans and service members, as well as financial and just general education on financial products. And then really lastly, career and life transitions. And that Soldiers to Summit program that we talked about is really kind of a pinnacle of that last piece of really how can we connect with service members outside of just normal hiring events and whatnot to help support them and to build awareness in the greater community of the U.S. of what the needs are of people making these big transitions.
Eric, is one of the things that you formalized was going out and recruiting and hiring some veterans. Did I hear that?
Yes, absolutely. Prior to us having a military recruiter, we would participate in events for veterans hiring. But Katie Killis, who's our recruiter, has really gone out of her way to find new events that we can participate in, make sure that we have recruiters there with real jobs that we can offer veterans, as well as creating new events with some of our partner companies in Minnesota, as well as across the U.S., to make sure that we're out finding homes for these veterans, jobs that are available, as opposed to them just coming in and talking to recruiters and hopefully finding a job later on. These are active jobs that we're now outsourcing veterans for.
And that's pretty exciting to have a big company like Wells Fargo out there pulling for all our veterans.
They have been absolute wonderful partners and definitely the epitome of what a Yellow Ribbon company can achieve, just taking a look at the great things that they're already doing. And we have found wonderful partnership with Wells Fargo, especially in the city of Minneapolis. Eric heading up a subcommittee within the city of Minneapolis to come up with some ways that we can look at helping Minneapolis veterans finding employment, educating the HR community on the value of hiring a veteran within the city of Minneapolis. So that's a great start, and it could be a template for what other communities can do throughout Minnesota and the nation.
Annette, we just got about a minute left in this segment. Can you tell us what is the Fall 2014 Yellow Ribbon Company Seminar?
So we have 40 Yellow Ribbon companies who've made the wonderful commitment that Wells Fargo has made. And twice a year, we bring them together to share best practices, to build relationships, and to update them on initiatives, state, federal, and nonprofit initiatives that are happening in support of service members, veterans, and military families. So it's a good opportunity for all these companies to come together and share what's working and where they're gaps are and build relationships.
And Eric, Wells Fargo is playing a big part in this seminar.
We sure are. We're the host for the seminar, which is on October 15th. We're hosting that in our downtown Minneapolis location, so that's nice and central for everybody to be able to get to. And we're providing a lot of the logistical support with Annette and her team to build the agenda, which we do very cooperatively with our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies, counties, and cities. So altogether, it's a great program.
All right, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Fall 2014 Yellow Ribbons Company Seminar on Minnesota Military Radio with Eric Halverson from Wells Fargo and Annette Kuiper, Director of Military Outreach. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. And we have been talking with Annette Kuiper, the Director of Military Outreach, and Eric Halverson, Senior Vice President from Wells Fargo, about the Fall 2014 Yellow Ribbon Company Seminar. Annette, what's the reason for the seminar and what are we trying to accomplish?
Well, twice a year we bring together our Yellow Ribbon companies for the purpose of building relationships, updating them, and ensuring that we have can share best practices. And the Yellow Ribbon companies trade around hosting, being the host, and Wells Fargo is hosting this fall. So we're very excited to be able to partner with them on the agenda and bringing together our companies to make sure that we can really educate them and build relationships.
So just as you've brought together the Yellow Ribbon communities to trade best practices and show them how you maybe mow the lawn, shovel the snow, have a coffee party, bring over some cookies, help with whatever you can, and they trade those ideas. Now you're bringing the companies together so that they can talk about hiring veterans and all of the other things that all the different companies are doing.
Yes, and their focus is veteran recruiting, hiring, and retaining, building relationships within the community, helping veterans and military families within the community, and as well as how they support their employees. So any military-connected employee is are all the things that we talk about at the seminars.
So, Eric, last year, Annette talked you into becoming a Yellow Ribbon company.
She sure did.
And in the last few months, it sounds like she talked you into hosting a seminar for this fall.
She actually volunteered me, and I guess I didn't have the words to say no, but we're very happy to be able to host the event.
Is that like being in the military? It's either volunteer or voluntold?
Exactly, and I feel like I've been voluntold many times in my career, and it always seems to work out in the end. So,
but she smiles when she does it.
She does very, very well, and she pats you on the back, too. So,
so Eric, where is this? When and where is this going to be held?
So we're hosting the seminar in our Wells Fargo Tower downtown. So it's very easy to find. Look for the building that says Wells Fargo. We're hosting it on our third floor atrium conference level, right above our great, fantastic stagecoach in the main bank building there.
And what is it we're trying to accomplish? Who are you reaching out to? Is this all the Yellow Ribbon companies and companies that might want to be Yellow Ribbon?
Correct. I think, we definitely have a good participation, core participation from all the existing BYR companies. But, Annette and I have talked many times that we're very interested in having companies that are thinking about, participating in the program or those that are exploring it. It doesn't always have to be a large company. We're also, looking for companies that are mid to small size as well that support their veterans as well. And, we find time to time that maybe they don't have all the resources available that a large company does to put together a program, and we're more than willing to help them, through that process itself.
And what's the date of the seminar?
It is October 15th from 8 to noon.
October 15th, 8 to noon. Okay, what's on the agenda?
So typically speaking, the way the agenda works is we do an introduction and we have some of our dignitaries from the state come. Could be the governor, Secretary of State Mark Ritchie is always a popular participant and a very good supporter of military programs. And of course, Major General Rick Nash is in attendance as well. We introduce those dignitaries, and then the company that's sponsoring usually has some of its local Illuminati present as well. And in this case, we'll have the head of our corporate bank here in Minnesota. Minnesota attending as well. Then we'll move on into a best practices presentation that I'll be presenting on behalf of Wells Fargo, talking about some of the things that we've done in the past 12 to 24 months, a little bit about our journey to become a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon company and what we're doing to keep that momentum moving forward. And then we usually have a couple of guest presenters. In this case, we're going to have Kathy Vitalis from the MACV Association come, as well as a presentation from Paul Montine from the Employer Support of the Garden Reserve. And then also, we usually get into a break session and then do some networking and talking about different things that companies can do to support those programs, as well as anything else that might be coming up. One of the things that we'll be addressing is Project Patriot. It's one of our very distinct projects that General Mills is sponsoring that many of our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies are participating in, including Wells Fargo, and looking for ways to make it easier for veterans that are coming back to Minnesota in particular to, in a sense, find a one-stop shop to, you know, find all the different links and programs that are available that sometimes are grassroots that are, you know, if somebody doesn't tell you about it, you're not going to find out. But this would be a one-stop shop place for people to do that, as well as help them build goals and use the other tools that are available there as well.
And Ed, it sounds like you've had your hand in there recruiting some of the speakers.
Yes, absolutely. We have wonderful speakers that come to educate these Yellow Ribbon companies, and also ones that they can partner with going forward in many of their initiatives. We also have this seminar. We will be talking to the Director of Psychological Health. They'll be talking about resiliency in service members and suicide prevention. So something that we want to educate our Yellow Ribbon companies about when we have service members who are in the workplace that might be at risk.
Annette, I'm having visions of you walking around the Capitol saying, I need you to speak, and can you make it on this date? And is that how that works?
Well, actually, the Yellow Ribbon companies also provide input. Before we put the agenda together, we ask them, what do they want to hear about? What are the things that they want to know more about? And so they really help with the topics that we put together. So every Yellow Ribbon seminar that we do has different speakers and service providers that come in based on what the companies want to learn more about or hear more about.
We're speaking with Annette Kuiper, Director of Military Outreach, and Eric Halverson, Senior Vice President from Wells Fargo on Minnesota Military Radio. Eric, how long have you been working on putting this together, and how many folks do you expect?
So we've been working on this probably for about the last 7 or 8 months. Going back to Annette's point, we're really driving the agenda based off of the feedback that we get from our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies. So that takes a little while for us to seek that feedback and distill it down into an agenda that we think is going to meet the needs of the attendees. And generally speaking, we have anywhere between 30 and 60 folks that come to these meetings. Sometimes the weather factors into a little bit. Our last meeting was in the middle of a snowstorm, as Annette might remember, but we still had a pretty good turnout. And I think it really reflects the fact that there are a lot of people in this community that are trying to coordinate their efforts on behalf of veterans and their families. And without a program like this, it's not as successful as it can be. And it's not as coordinated as it can be. And I think one of the great benefits is the fact that we all can hear about what other companies are doing. And instead of them just doing these activities on their own, it allows us to participate in each other's activities and make them even better than they were before.
You mentioned earlier the networking component. There's something fun about doing business with other companies that are supporting the veterans as well.
Absolutely. We were just recently at a Target event. They invited us, as several of the BYR companies as well, to come in and see their new initiative and allow us to participate in that as well. So that was something that would never have probably happened in the past because we didn't know how to connect. We didn't know who those different champions were for veterans, affairs in the different companies. So Annette's done a great job of making sure that we all stay connected.
So one of the benefits of being a Yellow Ribbon company is having access to the other small and big companies, those 40 companies or however many she says she has. You've got an easy way to go to their contact point and say, hi, I'm Eric from Wells Fargo.
Exactly. And it really has become that camaraderie spirit of, here's what we're doing. Have you guys thought about this? Are you doing something similar? Just recently, we rolled out a new toolkit for managers on how to deal with issues with folks coming back on leave from, whether it's a year-long deployment or a three-month deployment. Those all present different types of challenges. So we were partnering with some of our other companies to be able to put that together, and we rolled that out nationwide for our managers. And it's been very well received. And what we've heard really is that it's a godsend that, these are issues that are near and dear to everybody and they're happening, day in and day out. So by partnering like that, it allowed us to do put that program together a lot faster than we would have normally.
Eric, sounds like you're doing a great job at Wells Fargo. I assume you have support from the top, and And this is a program that Wells Fargo really wants to be behind.
We sure do. Last year, when we were awarded our BYR status, the president and CEO of our company, John Stump, attended, made it out, you know, his prime goal to make sure that he was there for that announcement to show his support and his commitment, you know, on behalf of our company, you know, to not only just Minnesota, but the rest of the country as well, and to support this program in the different states that I know Annette is working really hard with the DOD to get started.
Great work, Eric. And once again, the dates and times for the seminar?
October 15th from 8 to noon at our downtown Wells Fargo Tower.
And I assume, Annette, there's some information on that at beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Yes, they can connect to my office through beyondtheyellowribbon.org for more information, and we'd love to have them attend.
Annette, we've got about a minute left, and I'm sure you've got some final thoughts for our listeners about the Yellow Ribbon programs.
Yes, Minnesota's Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program has become a model for the nation on how communities and companies can work together to add the value and support and synchronize their resources for service members, veterans, and military families. There's really no other states that are doing what we've been able to achieve here in the last 5 or 6 years. And the companies like Wells Fargo have played just an important part in that, in synchronizing our effort and building relationships with the military in Minnesota and across the nation.
Annette, Eric, I'd like to thank you both for coming back for another visit with Minnesota Military Radio. To our listeners, please go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and check out the Fall 2014 Yellow Ribbon Company Seminar. Whether you're a current company or you want to be one, get in there and go to this seminar and learn more. This is Minnesota Military Radio. When we come back, we'll learn about the VA Caregiver Support Program. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to learn about the VA Caregiver Support Program. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
Are you interested in serving veterans? Do you strive to improve the lives of others? A career with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs could be the right fit for you. Here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, our team is committed to serving Minnesota veterans and their families. We work in collaboration with various organizations to ensure that our veterans receive the care they deserve. We are constantly working to improve the means by which we serve our state's veterans and their dependents. Full-time and part-time positions are available throughout Minnesota, both in the Veterans Homes and Programs and Services Division. To find an opportunity at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs that fits you, visit MinnesotaVeteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. A primary family caregiver stipend is monetary compensation paid to a primary family caregiver for providing personal care services to an eligible veteran enrolled in the caregiver program. And here to talk about the VA Caregiver Support Program is Mike Reckert. Mike, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mike, can you tell me how long have you been at the Minneapolis VA?
I've been at the Minneapolis VA for about 7 years, just a little over 7 years. Initially started in the amputee and stroke rehab program and then moved into this position with the caregiver program.
And what's your educational background? What brought you to the Minneapolis VA healthcare system?
So I'm a social worker by training. And my undergrad was completed at the University of Minnesota Duluth and did my master's work at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And then was lucky enough to come to the VA in 2007 and start my work there with the Minneapolis VA. And it's been an honor to work at the VA, and it's been an honor to work with and serve those who have served us.
Now, I've been out there. I'm a patient at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. There's a lot of veterans come through that facility.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Yep. It's a big facility. It's kind of a little town in and of itself there. And so, yeah, it's definitely a lot of folks coming through there.
So it's grown on you a little bit over 7 years?
Yeah. No, it's excellent to work with the veterans. They're always pleasant and great to work with. And I work with a lot of great people there as well.
Great. Good for you. Now, we want to talk about the VA Caregiver Support Program. Can you tell me what's the history of that program?
So this program was started in response to a federal law that was passed in 2010. It's called the Caregivers and Veterans Omnibus Health Services Act of 2010. It rolled out in May of 2011 at the VA. So basically what the law did was allow the VA to develop a system of care for caregivers of veterans of all eras. And then specifically the one that you referenced, a program for caregivers of veterans who were recently discharged from the military.
So we've been on a war footing since 2001. We've got a lot of new veterans. We've got a lot of veterans that have been injured in war, and you've got a lot more veterans eligible for care at the VA healthcare system, which has put a burden on the system. But you've also got Vietnam veterans getting old quickly, and so you've got huge numbers. Is this a program meant to help keep those veterans in their homes?
Yes, in part, that's part of it. It's to provide those services to keep them in the home and out of institutional settings. It's also meant to provide support to those caregivers so that they can support the veterans and bring those caregivers into the fold and partner with those caregivers along with the veterans.
So, Mike, what's your role within the VA Caregiver Support Program?
So each VA medical center in the national VA system has a caregiver, has at least one caregiver support coordinator in place. I believe there's 152 medical centers around the country. I am the caregiver support coordinator for the Minneapolis healthcare system, which our catchment area is basically northern Minnesota, southern Minnesota, and kind of the western edge of Wisconsin. We have obviously the Minneapolis Medical Center, but then we have about 13 community-based outpatient clinics too. So I'm the support person, caregiver support person for that entire catchment area. So in general, my responsibilities kind of come down to three areas. One is community outreach, letting people know what's going on at the VA specifically related to caregivers, but also getting some information about what's going on in the community outside the VA system, so, just to see what's available and eligible for caregivers and veterans. The second part is to develop programming, support groups, resources, those kinds of things locally for caregivers of veterans. And then the last piece is to really administer and monitor this comprehensive caregiver program.
So Mike, what type of support services are available through this program?
So for caregivers of veterans of all eras, there's many different things that we offer. One of the things that we do is on an ongoing basis, as well as having periodic events, is training and education. So we do have ongoing events and then just providers providing education to caregivers and, again, bringing them into the fold of the medical care of the veteran. As far as support groups, we have several different support groups, in-person support groups, both at the medical center as well as at our community-based outpatient clinics. But we're also really trying to develop telephone support groups and online support groups to reach those folks in more rural areas. That helps with them not having to provide the transportation. It helps with not having to have respite for their veteran or their loved one while they're doing these support groups. So that's what we're trying to develop now as well. We have the Fisher House across the street. We actually have two Fisher Houses across the street, which are excellent and are available for caregivers and family members of veterans when they're at the facility. Each veteran is eligible for up to 30 days of respite per year, so we can utilize that for respite for caregivers. For eligible veterans, we have things like in-home services, so a nurse to come out to the home or an aide. We have homemaker services. We have adult day healthcare programs that we coordinate with, which not only provides some structure and some socialization for the veteran, but also some respite for the caregiver during those days. We have programs like home-based primary care that provides a wraparound team to medically vulnerable veterans who can't make it into the medical center. We have additional services such as adaptive equipment through our prosthetics department, so grab bars if they're needed, shower chairs, ramps, those kinds of things. And I also want to mention we have the My Healthy Vet website, which is a website that veterans and caregivers can use as well. So they can order medications, they can see their appointments, and we're beginning to be able to communicate with providers through encrypted messaging as well to provide that direct link to providers.
Website's great, and I use it all the time.
Good.
We're speaking with Mike Record for the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System about the VA Caregiver Support Program. Mike, you mentioned the 30-day respite. Can you explain that to me? What does that mean?
So for veterans that are in the home but aren't able to stay there without some support of a caregiver, we provide respite to them either at the medical center in Minneapolis, at a nursing home that we contract with, the VA contracts with, or potentially also in the home. So provides that support in one of those areas, and that allows respite for the caregiver. So if they have things to do, if they're out of town, or if they just need a break, we can utilize that respite for them.
So it provides relief for the family member that's providing caregiving services to the veteran.
Exactly. Yep.
I suppose after months and months and months, that can build up and wear people out, and then you got two people that need help.
Absolutely.
That's a great program. So if a family of a veteran that's having some issues needs some help, and what do they do? Just call you up and say, here's the problem, and what can you do to help? How does this work, Mike?
So there's several kind of access points to get help. One is utilize your county veteran service officer. There's a direct caregiver number for our program within the Minneapolis VA, which I believe will put on the website as well. And two national supports are, there's a caregiver support line through the VA that's been developed that's offered daily and on Saturdays as well. And also the caregiver website through the VA, which is www.caregiver.va.gov as well.
And Sergeant Ben will have links to those websites and phone numbers on the Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page for anybody that didn't pick that up.
Perfect.
So once again, we hear when we're talking to the Minneapolis VA and a lot of folks that come on the radio program that the first point of approach for anything veteran, any issues veteran, is the county veteran service officer. Those are some busy folks, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah.
And they're trained to know all the resources available and the ins and outs of the VA system. And sometimes, you know, there's too much red tape, but the county veteran service officers do a good job.
Yep. I always recommend folks have a point of contact in a system this large, serving this many people. So if people can have a person that they can contact, that they have a specific number of someone they can call, to give them a call to kind of weed out some of the difficulties with navigating the system.
Mike, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the stipend benefit for the primary family caregiver. We're speaking with Mike Record from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking with Mike Record from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System about the VA Caregiver Support Program. And Mike, we were talking earlier about all of the big list of support that you can provide families when their veterans or their loved ones that are veterans are having some issues. And there's a wide range of things that you can help with, isn't there?
So one of the things I wanted to talk about as well was the stipend program too through the VA as well. So we call it the Comprehensive Assistance for Caregivers of Veterans program. So this program is specifically for veterans who are discharged from the military after September 11th, 2001, who are considered seriously injured in the line of duty. So this program provides some enhanced benefits to caregivers. There's a whole application process that we've developed. There's a form that needs to be filled out. It's basically just a one-page form, but we do...
There's always a form.
This one is easier, so it's just a one-page form. It's just demographic information. The veteran and caregiver sign off on it.
So once again, this is for veterans that have been injured since September 11th, 2001.
Yep.
And it's a program to provide some monetary compensation to the primary family caregiver because they're taking time away from their job and they're taking time to take care of their veteran at home. Now, can all caregivers get this stipend?
So the administrative eligibility is just for those veterans who are seriously injured after September 11, 2001. So that's the administrative eligibility. So once that hurdle is jumped over, then we go through the whole application process once we get the form in. So we do a clinical assessment of the veteran just to determine how much care he needs. There's some education that the caregiver does, and we do an initial home visit as part of the application process.
So part of that's to determine what type of care they need and then provide some training to whoever the primary home caregiver is?
Yep, absolutely. So that can be a family member, it can be a non-family member, just whoever is considered the primary caregiver there. So along with that, if they're approved, then we provide some ongoing support. We do quarterly home visits for the first year. As far as the benefits, there's a stipend that's available. There's medical insurance coverage that's potentially available. Obviously, supportive services, individual counseling, support groups, we want to provide all that. There's travel benefits, similar to what veterans get as far as mileage reimbursement. There's per diem rates and help with lodging if they ever have to stay overnight for any of the veterans' appointments.
Now, is this stipend taxable income?
It's non-taxable income. It's paid directly to the caregiver. It's not part of the veterans' benefits.
Is it based on the number of hours that they provide for the care?
Yeah, so it's really related to the clinical assessment that we do as part of the application process to determine how much care the veteran needs. And then from that, we're able to equate how much that stipend is.
So it's based on a different tier level, and maybe if they need 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week or full-time, and the range of the stipend varies from case to case.
Absolutely.
So if we have families out there and they've got a loved one that was injured since 2001, and it's cost them money, they're taken off from work to do it, do they go to the County Veteran Service Officer again, or do they come right to the VA? How does this work?
So, yeah, again, County Veteran Service Officer is always a good option to get that information. The VA caregiver website is an option to get that information and actually get the application there. Or you can contact the local VA and ask for your caregiver support coordinator, and they can help you navigate the whole process.
So once you've determined the level of the stipend, how often is that paid?
It's paid monthly. Again, it's tax-free directly to the caregiver. So we provide ongoing support and assistance. That's part of what we want to do is make sure the caregiver has the support she needs and education to support the veteran. And this stipend is part of that on a monthly basis.
And if you want to find out more information about that stipend program or benefit for the primary family caregiver, go to caregiver.va.gov. And Sergeant Ben will have a link to those contacts on our Facebook page for Minnesota Military Radio. Mike, we got about a minute left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about the VA caregiver support programs?
I think, again, kind of the CVSO is the County Veteran Service Officer is always an access point. I would encourage folks to contact their primary care provider, too, because that's really the hub as far as some of the supportive services that we talked about, as far as in-home services and adult day health care programs, those kinds of things. The caregiver support line, as well as the caregiver website, are excellent resources and good access points for folks. And then always feel free to contact the caregiver support coordinator at your local medical center, too, for help with navigating these issues.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to stop by the studio and visit with us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
This is Mike Record from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System talking about the VA Caregiver Support Program. Joining me now is the Wadena County Veteran Service Officer and the President of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, David Anderson. David, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom. How are you today, sir?
Well, we're doing great, and we're happy that we have County Veteran Service Officers out there taking care of our veterans. How long have you been the officer in Wadena County?
Well, I've been doing this for a little over 8 years now, about 8.5 years. I can tell you that this is probably the best job I've ever had in my life. It is so rewarding to work with veterans and to see people in need get the benefits and the services that they so rightly deserve.
David, how'd you get into this?
Well, I... graduated from high school. I joined the Navy in 1982, and then I was able to parlay that into a 23-year career. When I retired in 2005, I went to work for the Wadena City Library. And then at that point, I went down and seen my veteran service officer here in Wadena County, and he told me he was getting ready to retire. Well, when he got ready to retire, I put in for the job, and I was picked as the county veteran service officer. There's no formal schooling for it, so everything you learn is on-the-job training, but I'll tell you, it was just a wonderful experience, because helping people is probably one of the most gratifying things you could ever do.
Taking care of our veterans out there. Now, David, we've seen at your spring and fall meetings that of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officer, you provide a lot of training for all of them all over the state.
Yes, yes. We have to do trainings in the spring and in the fall. And then also, there's also different types of VA training right from the VA itself. You can get certified to actually certain county veteran service officers, if they've been trained, can go on to the VA website, and they can actually open up veterans' files right there in their office and share the information, the latest information with the veteran on their claims and things like that with the veteran.
David, we've recommended many times over the last 4 years that the first point, first thing for veterans to do when they get out is take their DD-214 and go see their local county veteran service officer, because you have to know all of the resources available.
Exactly, exactly. And the best thing about that, Tom, is to see your veteran service officer, get your DD-214 registered, and then, you know, if something does happen to your DD-214, you'll always know where you can go to get a certified copy from one.
And if at some point in the future that maybe you're incapacitated and you've already registered, and if your family needs some help, then you know you've got the information to help them as well.
Exactly. Yep, you're exactly right, Tom.
We've just got a few seconds left. Dave, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I just want to say that if you haven't talked to your veteran service officer, go ahead and talk to your veteran service officer. And if you have, just remember, they're a great resource for anything.
David, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
That was David Anderson, our Wadena County Veteran Service Officer and the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. We have one announcement today. The Minnesota DAV is hosting a Veterans Benefit Seminar that will be conducted by highly trained national service officers from the DAV's Fort Snelling office. These service officers present the best counseling and claim filing assistance you or your family can get free of charge. You need not be a DAV member to take advantage of this DAV service. It's going to be held October 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Chester Bird American Legion in Golden Valley, Minnesota, over near Highway 100 and Glenwood. Bring your VA claim number and your Social Security number and go in and see what you can learn. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Annette Kuiper, Eric Halverson, Mike Record, David Anderson, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about the damaging effects of sequestration and see how Minnesota is recognizing our top veterans. That's coming up next week on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.